The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host who knows how to swim, Holy Bookworm!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Block Party, the greatest bonus show on the Block Party Network. I am your host, Holy Bookworm. I'm so excited you guys are here with me today. Today, we are going to talk about Bearded Saw's favorite hostile mob, The Drowned. I'm sure he's super, super, super excited about this one. The Drowned, in case you didn't already guess, is found in the water. Now, I know that's a shock to many of you, because a drowned in water like that makes way too much sense. But in case you're very noobish, I thought I should explain that they're found in water. They're essentially zombies who can swim. So keep that in mind. That's kind of what they look like. They're a zombie who can swim. They spawn in oceans, rivers, and dripstone caves. So basically, where you're finding water, you can find a drowned. They're hostile, as I've mentioned, not the most friendly creatures. They typically do melee attacks, but can be armed with a trident to come after you. Fair warning, as Bearded Sloth can personally testify, drowns with a trident will kill you. They will throw that trident at you, and they will attack you from behind, in front of, beside, doesn't matter. They will throw it at you and come after you. Trident's not cool.
I'm scared.
And that's exactly what Bearded Sloth says every time he dies from a drowned. Okay, you might be wondering and asking yourself, where do these drowns come from, Holy Bookworm? Well, if zombies, if their head gets under the water for a full 30 seconds continuously, it begins to become a drowned. So basically, a zombie drowns and becomes a drowned. So there you go. They don't die. They just drown and become another form, which is kind of weird, in my opinion, but also kind of cool. They can drop rotten flesh after dying. They also can drop copper. And in the Backride edition, they can drop their armor, which can be helpful. They're always hostile towards axolotls, villagers, wandering traders, snow golems, baby turtles, and iron golems. They're not the nicest little creatures, so don't think that they're your friend. Do not try to give one a hug, okay? Do not try to hug a drowned. You will die. Sad fact here, they will stomp on turtle eggs to break them. That's right. They will seek out the turtle eggs. I was actually reading a story of a guy, and he was sitting there, and he watched him, and he stomps out of the water and stomps on the turtle eggs. Guys, why did Minecraft make this happen? Was this really necessary for them to kill the baby turtles? I mean, that seems like going a little far, Mojang. I think you could have done something a little less sad. They can hold nautilus shells in their other hand. Very handy. Drowned, another fun mob from the creators of Minecraft. Naturally, talking about drowns today, thought it would be a good time for me to share with you my own experience with drowns. Now, as I've mentioned, Bearded Sloth has had some not so positive experiences, but I can tell you, I kind of like the drowns. I know this is weird, but here's why. I do a lot of farming, and so obviously you're by water all the time when you're farming because I gotta be near water, and mine's going out into a river, actually. So I have like these beds of columns of wheat and berries and all this stuff growing. So the drowns come up onto my farmland, and I don't know why, but I have fun attacking them and getting them off my property. It's a weird thing. I can't really exact it. But what's interesting is Bearded Sloth always tells me he gets killed by a drowned with a trident. I've seen them, but I very rarely see a drowned with a trident. Now, I was trying to find this statistic when I was looking at stuff up for this, at how frequently one's with a trident and one's without, but nobody could give me that number of that information. Because it seems like when I hear people talking about drowns, it's usually with a trident. They were killed by the trident. But yet, I gotta say, for all the drowns I have around my property, I rarely see one with a trident. So it's got me thinking about the statistics of that and how often that happens. The other thing I gotta say is the drowns just look to me like a hungry child. They just like want, they like swim up and then they kind of come on land and they're kind of just looking around and they just look like a lost hungry child. And I'm kind of like, And then I smack them and they die. And so, there you go. Not the child, the drowned, just to be clear. Oh, okay, I'm glad y'all were with me on there. So, the other thing I gotta tell you is, drowned, something you gotta be careful of, is they will just, like, come up on you. You don't always see them coming. And I've been, there again, working on my farm, and get hit from behind, and not really notice, because the drowned was not there 2 seconds ago. They just, like, appear. They have a really good, amazing ability of that. So be careful when you're farming, working around, and swimming or in a boat. Just be aware, drowns could come after you. Alrighty, I've drowned on long enough. It's time for Holy Bookworm's Pun of the Week. I hate it when people say age is only a number. Age is clearly a word. That was a lot of good punniness in today's show. All right, thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so glad you're part of our podcast. Without you, it does not exist. Do not forget to hop on over to theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content and all kinds of cool stuff on there, including ways to how you can financially partner with us and encourage us in our podcasting. I hope you guys have a great day and a good week. Go enjoy Minecraft.